listen to me. You can sit all your life and make it in the land of just enough. You make a living, do good. But God says there's so much more.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Step out into all God has planned for your life, or stay comfortable and allow the devil to steal your future. Join John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis today as they discuss God's plans for your total success, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland. I'm the son of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and I'm also CEO here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And I'm very honored to be able to be here today. Mom and Dad asked me to step in and host while they're out traveling and ministering around the world. And so I'm grateful that you're here with us today, because I think that you're going to like what we're talking about, because I've got a very special guest here, Jesse Duplantis.
How you doing, John?
Oops.
That's all right. Praise God.
Hey, we're in overflow here.
Hey, hallelujah.
Jesse Duplantis Ministry is down in Louisiana near New Orleans, and Jesse is a worldwide minister. He travels.
Yes, sir.
Constantly.
Constantly.
You got
that
jet going all over the world. He's in a different place just about every day of the week.
Amen.
And so he's also got a church there in Louisiana, out outside of New Orleans. And I want to tell you, if you're anywhere around there or even driving through there, you need to stop by there and see him, because I know you'll be ministered to.
Amen.
All last week, Jesse and I were talking about how to have success in your life. You know, God wants you to be successful. He wants you to be blessed. And if you don't like where you are today, there's a way out of it. God's got a plan for you, and it's a plan of success. He has a successful plan for your life.
Amen.
You have to find out what it is and learn how to walk in it. So if you missed any last week, please go back, watch them online, and you can see them there, because it's really worth going back to watch. And then we're just going to continue on the
Amen.
Rest of this week, talking about how to have success in your life, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially.
Every area. Well, you know, John, last week we talked about if you got to have a plan, and then you have to work your plan. I've seen a lot of people say, I want to be successful. I said, that's fine. Spiritually, physically, financial. Like a person said, I want my marriage to be successful. Okay, what's your plan? Well, I want my marriage to be successful. You said that already. What's your plan? Well, I don't really have a plan. Well, then you can't work a plan, you see. Mm-hmm. So people think success just comes from finances. Yet, as we said last week, a lot of people have a lot of money that are not successful at all in their life, in terms of they're sad, they're sick, they're disgusted, whatever. And I've learned there's so much information out there that if you would just listen. You know, Jesus had a famous statement, John, all through the Bible. He that hath an ear, let him hear what I'm saying. Now, the more I read that, he that hath an ear, I said, well, I got two ears. What is he saying? And I find a lot of time you talk so much, you drowned out what God is saying to you. Mm-hmm. And I want to start this Monday with this statement here. I've learned a lot of things from you. And you say, oh, no, you mean my father. Well, I've learned a lot from your father, but I've also learned some things for you. When we went hunting together, I've listened to you talk. Because you're the one coming home with the bacon, you understand what I'm saying? You're the one that got the animal if we were hunting elk. Usually John was the first one to get it. But I notice this, of all the people I've hunted with, John was always running down a hill, running up a hill, flipping, jumping over rocks, doing everything. In other words, the animal just didn't come to you. In other words, you went out and did it, and then you also listen to a lot of other guys. We talk at night about what's going on. And if you got a pen, I want you to write this down. This is one of the things that I do for me to be successful in my life. Another one is this: listening to others helps you see things differently and helps you to see your situations in new ways. Now, let me say it again. Listening to others helps you see things differently and helps you to see your situation in new ways. Now, I'll use the hunt, for example. When I went hunting with you, when I was hunting, I never saw the animal. I didn't see anything, but I listened and watched how you would do things. And all of a sudden, my situation began to get clearer. I begin to see things the way, in other words, what I started doing is trying to look through your eyes. Remember that time that deer stuck his head, and we were in Colorado, me and you, and you were helping me that day, And that deer went over that little, I call it a cliff or whatever, but he put his half his body and the back end of his body is hanging out, and you went right here. John, we almost could have slapped that animal.
Yeah, it was 5 feet.
Five feet, and I'm surprised he didn't hear us talking. Now, John could see him, and I kept saying, where? And John was saying, what's he asking me questions for? There's the deer, Jesse.
I think he was in shock, all the bullets you shot at him already.
Oh, yeah, I did. I scared him pretty strong.
He went over and stuck his head in the bush hiding.
I tell you one thing, I mean, you know, I don't just shoot the tree. I shoot all over the tree. I mean, it's just going everywhere. But, you know, the more I would listen to you, I've been on a buffalo hunt with you one time. I saw you shoot, and the buffalo did this. And one of the gentlemen said, you missed him. And John said, I didn't miss him. And that's not ego, because I know when I go home with John, John's got a good sight. He can see. And sure enough, I think you got two, I think, that day. Mm-hmm. But haven't we just misinterpreted that? You have to listen to others. See, for me to be successful in my life, I don't know everything and neither do you. But you know what? You can know everything if you listen to everybody that God puts around you. Now, I'm not talking about that's talking junk or talking negative or talking this. You're trying to go somewhere, but you begin to listen. There's so many pathways up to a mountain, mm-hmm. but the key to it is to get to the top. So, I mean, you may come from this side. Another person may come from this side. So I find that faith comes by hearing, but not only by hearing the word of God, but also by hearing other people say things. I've changed my way of focusing sometimes when I saw someone. It made me look at my situation different when they said something. Then I realized, John, that God put that person in my path. Mm-hmm. And so I could hear how he accomplished that. Now, you don't have to do it exactly the same way. That's not the issue. I remember years ago when I first met Brother Copeland, and I mean, 20 years ago, maybe 20, 22 years ago, he invited me to come here and said, if you want to see anything about the mission, you and Kathy come. And they'll take you around the mission and show you. And the first thing I thought of, well, I don't need to go over there. It's too big. Well, it wasn't big at one time. But you see, in my mind, I was small thinking. But I rebuked that in the name of Jesus. We flew here, and your people were so kind, they took us through the ministry. Gloria's sister, I'll never forget her. She was such a blessing to us. She said, you know, Jesse, why don't you go on... You need a plane. I didn't have a plane in those days. And you know, we thought we were being humble. Missy, who was in our office, yeah. I mean, Missy used to work it. And she'd say, she changed my life with this statement. And I've told her that. She says, me and Kathy are trying to be humble. Well, you know, any extra monies that we want to get, you know, we want to put it toward our television outreach so we can minister, so we're saving that money. You know, and I know we need an aircraft. But, you know, right now we want to, as our partners bless the ministry, want to save that and put that toward, you know, more television. And Missy looked at me and Kathy and said, well, why don't you do both? And when she said that, John, she made me look at my situation different. I was so thinking in one way, and I wasn't thinking wrong, but I wasn't thinking all the way. She said, well, why don't you do both? And me and Kathy looked at each other and said, yeah, why don't we do both? I mean, we never thought to do both. It's like when the Lord told your mom and dad to go on daily television and they got all these scandals of the 80s. Well, you don't want to do that now. But you see, sometimes God will put a person in your path. And Missy changed our lives with that one statement. Why don't you do both?
That's because you were looking at how you were doing it based on how you could see it
That's
being
correct.
Done, not on the fact that God can do it
right.
both at the same time.
But you know
time.
What? God used her. And by me listening to what she said, made me look at my situation in a total different manner. So you know what? We left KCM and we did both. They said, wait a minute, you know what did it dawn on me? She believes, Missy Johnson, believed that we could do both, but me and Kathy didn't believe we could do both until somebody said we could. Now, all this time, God in heaven is saying, you can do both. You can do both.
You know, the saying, one word from God can change your life
right.
forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons it's so important to be in those meetings.
Right.
And get in those conventions.
Oh, yes,
because, you know, it just takes one word. One little word.
That's right.
From God, manna from Ooh. Heaven for you, can completely change the course and direction of your life.
You know, I had a guy tell me that one time. He said, why does it work for you? I said, well, we believe it. But one word from God. I've had some people say this about the conventions also, mm-hmm. and preaching. Well, you know, man, I get tired. Well, okay, but you get tired doing other things too. And I've learned something, ladies and gentlemen. When you immerse yourself in the Word of God, and then you might get up from one of the Believers' Convention, something like this, and people say, why do you go to the Believers' Convention? Because I'm trying to learn to believe, man. I'm trying to understand. I want to believe. That's what it's all about. I'm trying to get from point A to point B. But in the Believers' Convention, they teach you not to try, because that's a shot in the dark. Mm-hmm. They teach you to do. All of us are designed, when God gives us, we have what we call a speaker's meeting. A lot of people don't know that. Usually the night before the meeting start, you know, we'll go over to your mom and dad's room, and the Lord, he'll say, what is the Lord saying? What are you preaching on this week, Jesse? What's the Lord speaking to you? Now, we don't get together and call up and say, what you preaching on? What you doing on? You know, so we can kind of go with the flow. It is amazing. In all the believers' conventions I have done, we've all linked together. It was God putting this together to teach people not to try to do something, but to do something. So in other words, there had been times I walked away. I heard Jerry preach. I heard your dad or your mom. And I was thinking about that. And then someone in the crowd said, hey, brother, just how you doing? I really enjoyed that message. And they said something that made me change my way of thinking on that situation. Not that what I was thinking was wrong. Like I told you last week, don't dwell in the land of better. God's trying to get you to the land of best. The thing in the scripture, he took them out of the land of not enough, Egypt, brought them to the land of just enough, mm-hmm. wilderness. But he wasn't interested there. He wasn't wanting to stay there. He wanted to go to the land of more than enough. I'll show you how important it is for you to live in the land of best. Do you know God broke into a funeral? A funeral to get the nation of Israel to move. I mean, they're all bawling and squalling. And it's nice, you know, they all saying, we've lost Moses. And God breaks into a funeral, which I didn't think, you know, didn't sound too courteous. But see, God's got vision on his mind. He said, Joshua, what you doing? I'll paraphrase it. Moses, my servant's dead. What you doing? Get up. Get up. Cross this Jordan. Go to the land of best, to the land of more than enough. Listen to me. You can sit all your life and make it in the land of just enough. You make a living, do good. But God says there's so much more. Now, Joshua couldn't find one person to tell him to cross that Jordan. God had to break through a funeral. I mean, they're having a funeral, a memorial. So, and he says, Moses, and boy, that's pretty strong. You can read it in the scripture in Joshua. Moses, my servant's dead. Excuse me? So everything quits? No, no. See, God don't quit. Every man's work is a continuation. And when I saw that in the scripture, God says, you're burning daylight, boy. I heard John Wayne say that one time in a movie. We're burning daylight, boys. Got to get up. We got to move. It was a movie called The Cowboys or something. Yeah. Something like that. Some kids that were going to run in this cattle drive or something. So you right now, you may be in the land of just enough and you're satisfied, but God's not. Because God wants you to have more. That's not greed. I'll say it like I said last week. It's growth. If you're going to succeed in life, how many of you want to succeed? Can I see your hand? Listen to me. You're going to have to get some responsibility behind it. You're going to have to say, I'm going to do what God said I could, not what I can. One time, in my frustration, I said something to God I shouldn't have said. I said, I'm doing the best I can. I was frustrated, John, and I was doing the best I can. And the Lord said, I didn't ask you to do that. I ask you to do the best I can, not what you can. Can you let me do this through you? Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why I love Paul's explanation of the gospel. It's called in Christ. Let me tell you what happened. I love Jesus' proclamation of the gospel in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But the Pauline epistles is the explanation. And when you explain something to me, then I'm the fool if I don't do it. You see what I'm saying? If somebody tells you how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, whatever, then you're the one that's not. You're the one, you're pulling yourself back because you say, well, I'm just not going to do it that way. Do you want to get where you're going? Do you want to get where you want to be? He had to get that whole nation out of that land of just enough. That's called comfortable, cruise control, like we said last week. Just floating along, everything going good, glory to God, hallelujah. How's the ministry doing? Well, we're making it. God never just wants us to make it. I mean, you know, you want your children to get A's, but if they bring you C's, you get angry. Now, if a C is the best they can do, That's an A. And, you know, in my eyes, when Jody would tell me, Dad, that's the best I can do, and it wasn't smoking, you know what I'm talking about? And then I said, well, that C is an A. But if you can do an A and you get a C, then you're living in the land of just enough. It's called passing. Well, you know, I don't want to just pass. We want to accomplish. Some of you right now need to be blessed spiritually. Some of you need to be blessed physically, because some of you are having a tough time with your body. And some of you, if you don't get some finances, you're going under. You know, the thing that amazes me, John, is if money's so bad, how come everybody work for it? How come everybody want it? Nothing. I've heard people say you should be poor. Then why is everybody trying to get out of recession? Why don't we extend this thing? Why don't we lose a house and go live under a bridge? Now, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. That is what the world is saying to Christians. You have to be poor. Well, you can't do nothing poor. Look, I've been poor.
That's what religion is saying to Christians.
That's correct. Religion, God's not saying that, but religion is saying that. Why? Now, why does Satan cause that to use religious people to say that? Anytime, listen to me, anytime you get blessed, it's coming from Satan's account. What? He's a thief. He has stolen everything he has, and he stole it from your ancestors. He'll steal it from you. And if you don't teach your children, he'll steal it from your descendants. I'm telling you one thing, he will steal. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I made up my mind, and I learned it from my wife, to bankrupt the devil. Now, I'm going to say something. I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to get more blessed. I'm going to get richer. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be on some newscast somewhere and say, yeah, he's just being greedy. No, I'm just going to grow, because the richer I get, the more I can do. The more I can be a blessing to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the more I can be a blessing to you, the more I can be a blessing, not so I can just live better and all that, you know, that's nothing. The whole key to it is helping people, reaching people. One word from God will change your life forever. One. So what do you think five of them would do? Yeah. A paragraph. How about the whole Bible? How about 66 books in here that can change your life? So you have to listen to others. And then I want to get to this other thing. The only way you can listen to others is to respect others. And I want you to write this down. Respect the royalty in each other. I'll explain that. You want to be a success? You have to respect the royalty in each other. Jesus made us, John, kings and priests, not paupers and janitors. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong being a janitor. I'm not talking about that. If you choose that profession, that's fine. But why not have a janitorial service? Okay, yeah. I know some people who own janitorial services are very wealthy. They do work that nobody else feels they shouldn't do. I got one guy I know right now, he is filthy rich, and you know what he does for a living? Garbage. He has probably got 300 garbage trucks. I mean, he's got a garbage business that is making great money, because no one else wants to do that work, but he ain't stupid. He don't mind working hard. He don't mind getting around something smelly.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He just go home, take a bath. You see what I'm saying? He just take it. But you see, he is providing a service for a city. Now think about that. That's amazing. I respect the royalty in that man. The Lord made us kings and priests. So when John Copeland says, you know, I believe the Lord would say this. Well, John Copeland's not speaking to me. A king is speaking to me. Now, I find that a lot of times Christian people do not respect the royalty in each other. My Lord, I mean, most of my trouble in life has not come from sinners. It's come from Christians.
Yes.
Because they thought, well, that's just that prosperity message. No, it's the Bible. It's the faith man. I don't believe in the faith man. Well, it's in here. I don't believe in prosperity. It's in here. I don't believe in healing. It's in here. I don't believe in salvation. It's in here. I don't believe in God. I don't care. It's in here. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. You want to be a success? Some people think I'm successful. I said, what is your definition of success? And they go, well, money, a new car, it gets old.
Mm-hmm.
A new house gets old. That's not success. That's the product of success.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You're looking at the products of success instead of understanding what success is. Because true success will take you past your lifetime, will take you into the next generation. Now, you cannot do that until you understand and respect the royalty in each other. You know, I still go back and read books about what John D. Rockefeller Sr. said. No, you talk about a wealthy man. Oh, he said, I mean, I mean, because what he said, he's been dead for a long time, still works today. And you know what? He was a tither. He was a giver. And my God. And it took his kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and great-great-grandkids are still trying to spend what the man accumulated. Now, think about that. And he says, no one can become this rich unless God does it. That came from the richest man in the world way back, what, in 1890, 1899, yeah. Whatever it was. Like that. Yet, he's the one that came up with, what is it called, March of Dimes?
Yes.
People thought, well, it's only 10 cents. Yeah, but if everybody in America gave 10 cents, 10 cents turns into a whole pile. So I tell each and every one of you today, you want to be a success spiritually? Yes. You want to be a success physically? Yes. You want to be a success financially? Yes. Remember, they all work together. Number one, listening to others helps you to see things differently, makes you look at your situation different, and then you respect the royalty that is in each other. So when I see a Christian that is living for God, I'm not determined their success by what kind of car they're driving. Because they could have a note on it as big, sure. big as the house. You know, that's not the issue. Or what kind of clothes they're wearing. Because they may not own that clothes. It may be on a credit card. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But they just happen to be wearing it. I respect that royalty. What is the Lord about ready to say to me through this individual? And once we do that, John, spiritually, physically, financially, God will give you anything you can believe for. You know, I'll never forget the day I thought in the ministry, when God says, I never wanted any ministry poor. Christianity or man's religion or man's opinion did that. He said, now what did I say about that? He said, if I tell you, go ye in the world, preach the gospel. You ever notice he's always telling y'all to do something here at KCM? He's sure. not checking the bank accounts.
No.
He ain't doing any of that.
Usually there's not enough there to do whatever he's called you to do.
Right.
Because it's going to take faith to do
it. It's going to take every ounce of faith and probably everyone else's faith too. But if we come together as one, I want to tell you something. You'll have more than enough. But most of us are at some religious funeral, and God's got to break into the funeral and say, excuse me, you're living in a land of just enough. Get up. There's a land across that river right there that's more than enough. Now, that's just two of those things. I can't wait till tomorrow to get in this other area. And when you see this, you respect each other, it will be a blessing from God.
So respect the royalty in others, and that's just walking in love. So, I mean, that's the key really to everything is Amen. Walking in love with others. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. The 2010 Word Explosion Conference in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October. Join Kenneth Copeland, Chaplain A.L. Downing, and Bill Winston at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 11th through 13th, 2010. Meetings will be held at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You are invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March, 2011, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention the 4th through 9th of July, 2011, at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join with fellow believers and immerse yourself in the truth of God's Word. For more information, go to kcm.org. God has given you the ability to succeed and prosper in every area of your life, relationships, family, business, and health. Get ready to be transformed as Jesse Duplantis shares 12 ways to achieve total success, a DVD resource that will help you identify your God-given gifts and clarify your unique purpose. This teaching will give you the tools to map out the practical ways to achieve success in every area.
Passion is the power that creates life and helps you to achieve the cause. Be clear about your mission and shape your destiny. What you believe, you must become. Don't live in the land of better. Dwell in the land of best.
You have a future full of hope, filled with God's promises and good success. It's time for you to be who God created you to be, a total and complete success in every area of your life. Order Jesse Duplantis' teaching on DVD, 12 Ways to Achieve Total Success, at a special 25% savings for just $14.95. Learn to identify God's way of bringing true success into your life. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. Call toll-free or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this offer and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
12 Ways to Achieve Total Success. Jesse, this product is something that everybody needs.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if you have success in your finances or, you know, success in your career or whatever. Right. If you're not doing it with happiness, with joy,
that's
if
right.
you don't have success in every area of your life, then you need to get this product because it's going to help you. It'll help you bring you to a place of understanding yeah. of God's Word.
Sure.
Because that's where true success comes from, is God's Word. It's not you, it's not me, it's not anybody else. It's God doing it through you.
That's
and
right.
He wants to see you successful.
Yes, indeed.
He wants to see you living a life of prosperity. So I want to encourage you to order this product today. You can get it online. But it will make a difference in your life.
Amen.
It will help lots of people, and I want to encourage you to get that.
It's worked for me, John. It's got to work for you. I mean, God's no respecter of person.
No, it's not.
It has to work for you.
Anyway. None of it happens without work.
That's right.
Sorry, that's just the way it is. anybody that's experiencing any kind of success in their life has had to step out on their own and work at it. But the good thing is that we're not doing it alone.
That's right.
We've got God there to help us.
That's right.
I want to encourage you to go to the KCM's website. It is a great tool to help you grow in the Lord. You can download MP3s. We've got podcasts. You can watch videos. You can listen. You can download them to your MP3 player and take them with you in your car or wherever. There's a keyword search, so you can search our website by topic. If you were looking at healing or you want to look at faith, whatever, you put it in there, and it'll pull up all kinds of resource tools for you for that. There's Bible verses. There's, you know, you can get the Faith to Faith emailed to you every day, the daily devotional.
Amen.
I mean, there's just lots of resources there for you. Go to Real Helps and it'll help you find what it is you're looking for there in God's Word. It's important to your spiritual growth.
So, that's right.
So Jesse, tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be powerful. We're going to deal with something that's called the oxygen of the soul.
The oxygen of the soul.
The oxygen of the soul. We're going to deal with that.
I can't wait to hear that. This is John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis, and we are reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this broadcast and other KCM products, go to kcm.org. You'll find extensive resources of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you need. Have faith in God. Awaken your heart to Him. And live in the blessing every day. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So I tell you today, these programs are designed not only to make you a success, and one of those successes is to encourage yourself. And if someone comes to encourage you, don't say this. No, you don't have to say that. No, they have to say that. Yeah, they have to say that. It's okay to do that.